ask you to sit down. I wouldn't permit you, amen, the opportunity that is left to me to sit down, because we want to get into this altar service. Have you put everything in God's hands today? Amen. You may sit down if you like to sit down. Hey, wait a minute here, ladies. You're not gone. Come back here. These folks are going to stay right here on the stage. They're going to be standing. How would you like to stand with them for a while? I don't know. They're supposed to got me a walking mic. I don't know if they have or not, but I feel like walking tonight. Hallelujah. Give God a praise offering tonight. The devil's a liar. Come on, somebody say it. Amen. The devil's a liar. He's a thief. He's a robber. Glory! Somebody say glory tonight. Hallelujah. I said he's a thief. He's a robber. He's a sneak. He's a snake. Come on. Amen. He's very subtile. He was so subtile. Amen. That God couldn't use him. And he kicked him out of heaven. But folks, we're here tonight on business for the King. We're going to reach somebody tonight. Amen. Somebody is going to be helped tonight. They're going to receive something. The devil knows it. He tries to keep the water cool. But I'm going to tell you, folks, there's power in the blood, and there's not enough a devil this side of hell to keep God from operating. Amen. When his people operate, then he'll operate. Come on, church. Come on with me. Hallelujah. I got a Bible somewhere. We're going to read one verse of Scripture. You stay with us. I said, I wish you would stand up. I got the preacher standing congregation. Amen. The other night, I believe on Wednesday night, where they all stood all through it. Thank God that we had a result. Hallelujah. I said we had a result. Anyway, praise the Lord. Thank God for victory tonight. I tell you, I'm glad of what God's doing. Can you say amen? Let us read verse 1 of chapter 11 in Hebrews. That'll probably be all we read. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, I'm going to stop right there. We're going to use that tonight, amen, as the text from the Word of God. Faith is now. Amen. Is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Folks, we're trying to run by sight instead of live by faith. Thank God for the hearing of faith, the hearing of the Word of God. I tell you, I know every night would be on the church and it's back to it again. Hallelujah. Amen. Every message so far, amen, has been preached to the church. What do you think about it, church? Come on. Amen. What do you think? Do you believe God's trying to get us ready? I tell you, amen, we're going to have to live by faith. Amen. Because the Bible said so. Amen. He said that the children of God or the Christian, amen, the children of God shall live by faith. All right. Faith is now the subject of things hoped for, evidence of things are not seen. Just look at some pictures in the Word of God. Just look at old Father Abraham. I tell you, how folks, everything looked like circumstances stood in a lot of folks' way. It's still standing there. Amen. Circumstances look rough to Abraham. Circumstances, and according to nature, amen, he couldn't go a bit further than what he was. His wife was a past age bearing. Amen. He was dead with old age himself. I consider our time that we live in. But brother, there was something about it. That he walked with God and lived for God until God sent a messenger one day and said, Abraham, you're going to have a son. Amen. Born in your old age. Hallelujah. All circumstances was against it. Thank God. My theme of this would be tonight, and that circumstances, if circumstances is holding you, thank God you're doubting God. You're doubting the Word of God. Because He's above all circumstances. Amen. I tell you, amen, his wife couldn't believe it when she heard it. Amen. But it is true anyhow. And so he gave him a son. My friend, when everything looked like was against them, come on, help me. I know the devil's got the church world down, and he makes them think that all odds is against them. He makes them think that circumstances situation is too great. Thank God. Oh, glory to God. But folks, I'm going through. Hallelujah. I said I'm going through. Amen. What about you tonight? Thank God it's a circumstance. He said we could make it. Thank God. I said He said we could make it, and we can make it. I like to think of poor old Gideon, how that God dealt with him. He put out a priest before the Lord. He was confronted with people that is a multitude as grasshoppers. A multitude of people. He started out with a great number of people, and God said, Gideon, you take them to the brook, I'll try them for you. You don't need a whole bunch. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Your amen. Circumstances look bad, but they're not as bad as they look. Now come on with me. I said circumstances look bad, but they're not as bad as they look. If you got the Lord on your side, there are no circumstances that's able to stop you from being what you're supposed to be in the Lord. No circumstances whatsoever is able to stop you. Thank God. It didn't stop old Gideon. Gideon had a terrible time of being satisfied. He said, I'm going to put this fleece out. I'm going to ask it to be wet. Thank God. Amen. In this bowl, wring out a bowl of water. I'm going to put it out again. And I'm going to ask you, Lord, to make it dry. If you're going to let me win that battle. Amen. I tell you, he's taken 300 men out of a great number. I'm trying to shorten this thing. Amen. We got a ways to go. He's taken 300 men out of this number. My friend, thank God. And went down there and won a victory over a multitude of people. Amen. He done it. He's still doing it. He's still doing things. Circumstances had nothing to do with it. Bless God, if you are bound tonight, circumstances have not one thing to do with you if you'll turn it over to God. Not one thing. I see people say, preacher, you don't know what I'm up against. You don't know what a shape I'm in. You don't know what folks has done to me. You don't know how bad I've been treated. You just don't understand my family. You don't understand that they don't believe. You don't understand that they're not for me. Yeah, I understand that they're probably not. Amen. But I tell you, amen, if Gideon could take 300 men and overcome an army with two of some pictures and just a little old candle in it, thank God, what can you do in Jesus today? Circumstances don't mean nothing. Dear David was, everything looked bad. He went down to the camp of his brothers. They were all scared. They were all hiding. Ever the circumstances looked bad. Come on, folks. We're not going on circumstance. Did you hear me? I said, you can't get in on circumstance. Hallelujah. You must know that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And here, if He abides within you, He's able to whip every devil that you'll ever be confronted with. Oh, I tell you, when Saul got the news that David was up to fighting the giant, he like to fainted. Come on. I said he like to fainted because all circumstances just didn't look right to him. Oh, here comes a little. The one thing, he's too little. Another thing, he's just too young. Amen. Another thing, they didn't know what he had on the inside of him. Amen. But all circumstances, I was against him. Saul stripped himself of his armor, and he put it on him. But it wouldn't work. He throwed it off. David had something inside that was bubbling over, my friend. Hallelujah. Thank God circumstances wasn't looking bad to him. Somebody said, did you know there's a champion out here that's defying the armies of the living God? It didn't bother him. He said, where is he? Who is he? Amen. Guess who is he? Amen. Thank God.
Good, good.
Come on.
David looked out. The king looked at him. He said, look, son, you're just not able. You're just a youth. You're too young.
He's a man of war.
You're not equipped. He's a man of war from his youth. Here you are, youth. You say you're going to fight him. Praise God. But David had something inside saying, what is that uncircumcised Philistine? Amen. To come against the armies of a living God. He didn't circumstances. What are you fearing tonight? I'm persuaded tonight that we've got number of people in this audience as they're blocked with circumstances. You're blocked because things are happening, and you think you can't get delivered. You think you can't be what God wants you to be. I got news for you. You can be everything. Paul said, we are more than conquerors. Amen. In Christ. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors, Brother Johnny. Amen tonight. Let me tell you. I tell you, David got more anxious all the time. He went down to the brook and choosing some five little smooth stones. Amen. That man come out, roared against him, Goliath, and said, you come to me, and I'll feed your flesh to the fowls of the air. Oh, but circumstances, can you imagine a man like Goliath? And here's the little old Rudy boy. Friend, circumstances does not mean anything with God. Not anything at all. It didn't look a bit bad to him. It won't look bad to you if you'll let God in it, Charlie. It'll ever, never look bad. Well, it won't look bad to us if we'll take the help that we're offered.
That's right.
David said, you come to me, and I'll feed your flesh to the wild beasts of the field. Amen. And to the fowls of the air. Oh boy, you ain't got nothing on me. You don't know what I found in the backside of the pasture. You don't know what's inside of me. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Listen. Amen. Goliath challenged him, but cleansed one little stone. Amen. From a little Rudy boy that looked impossible. It looked like it would have to fail. It looked like it couldn't work. Man, oh, covered up with the armor and just had a little place that he could be struck. And God taking that little old stone from that Rudy boy, thank God, and hit him right square in the forehead. And the Bible said that he fell to the ground. Oh, little David wasn't big enough. I don't guess to hardly use his sword, but he run up. He must have just sawed his head off with it. Come on, hallelujah. Well, how many of you would like to saw the devil's head off tonight? Hey, don't you let circumstances stand in your way. You're just as big as you make God. Come on. I said you're just as powerful as you'll make God. Hallelujah. As you'll let him be. He carried that head back into the camp. And all of them folks, all of his brothers, that said, you got no business down here. I don't know how long it took them to get out of the holes, but anyway, they finally come out of the hole. Let me tell you something. The world's dying for what we've got.
Hallelujah.
Now let me pass just a little secret maybe to you hadn't thought about. We are the minority of this world. We are the all scourge of this world. We are looked at as somebody that's just not normal. Come on. We're looked at as people that is extreme fools. Amen. Come on. Thank God. Not very many of us. If you had to take and search the world for born again, heartfelt, no soul folks, amen, you'd find it wasn't as many as you think there was. But let me tell you, the minority don't mean anything with him. I said he took the little thing, amen, to confound the things that were mighty. He's still doing it. Brother, he'll always do it. He hadn't failed, but you got to get what it takes, amen, to challenge the devil. Don't you try to do it. Don't you think you can sit all week and go to church on Sunday and whip the devil. It'll never work, folks. Amen. It must be walked out. It must be sought out. Well, you're doing pretty well. Amen. Come on, give God a clap offering tonight. Let me go further. I'd like to go a lot of places and I'm not going to take time to go. But just go on over to the church, the early church. When it began, some things that happened. I can see that, amen, that Jesus was to be in a certain place. And the disciples got word that he was to be there. Had some men that had the goods. They had prayed up. They had a vision. Amen. Circumstances didn't stop. The Bible said he was born of four men. They carried him there. The door was full. If he had a window, it was full. The place was packed out. happen? Amen. Circumstances didn't. I shouted with me, folk. Did not stop them, Billy. They said, I'll tell you, I'll see something. Amen. Thank God that we can do. We can get up on that roof and we can lift that roof. Amen. And we can let him down. And so be that when they got the roof up and when they let him down, the Bible said they let him down right in front of Jesus and all them hypocrites in there, my friend. Thank God. Amen. And Jesus said, amen to him. Amen. Arise. Take up thy bed and walk. Hallelujah. Oh, brother. Thank God. Amen. It don't take the majority. It takes folks that's dedicated. It takes folks that'll pray. It takes folks that'll live for God and stand for God. You can whip every devil that ever encounters you. You can whip him with a switch, my friend, if you live for God like you ought to. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
What are we doing? Are we looking for altar calls tonight? Amen. Expecting God to make us feel like a giant instead of like a grasshopper? He'll do it. He walked out. Amen. He said, man, he healed him on the Sabbath day. That didn't make no difference. He is healed. I don't care what they say after it's over, just so it's done. Come on, Bob. It don't matter what they say about you. Thank God, just so he calls you around the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's all matters. Are you hearing me? We're the minority, but he's the majority. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, God's talking to somebody in this message. I don't think I'm that big a fool. I know I don't know everything, but he's talking to somebody. Somebody is allowing circumstances to stop you and bar you, and you've done it for a long time. And I want you to get out of that tonight. We're going to soon change. I want you to get out of that. I tell you what, old Apostle Peter, amen, when after he come out of that upper room, all the impossibilities he saw in a man that laid at a beautiful gate, brother, just blowed over when he come out of there. He didn't mean anything. He saw circumstances before, but this time he didn't see one. Oh, come on now. Now I'm in your bracket. You're in the same day. The very same things they did, God wants us to do. Come on, the very same thing we are commanded to do. Amen. We're commanded to do it. Come on, say amen. We're commanded to do it. I tell you, I said we're commanded to do it. They'd pass that old boy no tell how many times. And they said, oh my God, he's crippled for life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what a lot of you are saying. Thank God I'm doomed for life. He said he's crippled for life. Oh, isn't that pitiful? Yes, give him a few pennies. Yes, pitch something in the cup. Oh, but brother, they felt different. Oh, are you still with me? I hope I hadn't lost you. When they come out of that upper room, that's the reason it's important to get filled with the Holy Ghost. When he come out of that upper room and they started down the same road, they had to go through the same gate, my friend, but they were different people. They did not look at circumstances that day. And if you're short of the power of God in your life, you'll always look at circumstances and think that something's impossible.
Yeah.
But when you get filled like you need to get filled, you'll begin to believe that all things is possible to those that believe, Brother John. It ain't just something about it. But Peter with John went down that way. I wouldn't be surprised that the old boy looked out and saw him and said, man, they're walking different. Hey, man, they're just that different today. Don't you believe? Bible don't tell me, but my imagination gets away because I know how anointed people feels. Hey, man, I tell you, I know. How many of you know how anointed people feel? You feel something inside of you like you can whip every devil that ever tried to tempt anybody. Amen?
Glory.
Thank God, if you won't look at circumstances and live for God, you can do it too. I said, you can do it. I can do it. Come on, I can do all things, Paul said, through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, but look. Amen. Oh, Peter was in jail. They got him in the can, but they went down to that beautiful gate and there it happened. Instead, Peter walked up Amen. And right back, maybe, I wouldn't be surprised he wasn't still talking in tongues, tell you the truth. And he right back and got quiet long enough and could speak in language long enough. He said, gold and silver, have I none. Amen. If you want to get people's attention, just go to talking in tongues. I wouldn't be surprised that that didn't get his attention more. I'm just talking. It's just calculation. It's not Bible. But friends, he said, look on us. Amen. Gold and silver, have I none. But such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And it killed every circumstance that had ever stood in their way. That moment that they said, rise up and walk. Bless God, it demolished our circumstances like weed killer kills a weed. Yes. Faded out. Paul was on a ship with 172. Boy, could you imagine?
276.
We pity ourselves. We look at circumstances. Everything looks too hard. We want her to go in a home and tackle somebody talk to them about the Lord. Now, come on, be frank with me. Amen. We don't want no storing around here. We just want to be honest. Amen. Praise God. There Paul was on that ship with that whole load of criminals. He didn't have a man on his side. They wouldn't let Paul tell them anything. Paul would start talking and they'd just say, well, you know,
you're a prisoner.
The captain of the ship talked as long as he had anything to talk about and he quit. Huh?
Glory.
The shipmaster talked as long as he had anything to talk about. But Paul, amen, was out there on his knees somewhere. Amen, he's just getting a new hold, just like you need to tonight. Thank God he's just getting a hold in the right manner. Something had to happen. And while Paul was there, he was praying and the angel of God appeared to him. God sent an angel to him. Amen. Amen. And that angel that stood by and began to talk to him said, Paul, there's not going to be the loss of any man's life, just only this ship. But you got to stay in the ship. You got to stay in the ship. Oh, pray. Paul, come back up. That was when all hope was gone that they could be saved. All hope was gone. What the Bible said, I didn't say it, said all hope was gone that they could be saved. But brother, just a little talk with Jesus will change the picture. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. It wasn't that way with Paul because he wasn't looking at circumstances. But brother, O'Neill, when he got through, amen, and that angel came and brought him a message. I don't know what it done to that group of prisoners, but it changed their mind. It changed their atmosphere. It changed everything about them. When Paul come back, he stood up in the presence. Thank God. Amen. He stood in the presence of those people. Thank God. He said, be of good cheer, brother. Amen. There's not going to be the loss of any man's life, just the ship. But you got to stay with the ship. Get the pieces if you can't get nothing out. Amen. Grab a piece of this thing.
Yeah.
Somebody holler. Hallelujah. I tell you what we're doing. We're letting circumstance kill us. Come on.
Right.
Paul said we've been here 14 days. We hadn't eaten anything. Thank God that we're going to take some meat. And Paul was so delivered and so prayed through and so close to God till he had no fear. When he began to eat, they began to eat.
Right.
But when he come back to those prisoners, everything was different. The captain believed everything he said. Now, wait a minute, folks. I want to dwell right here just a minute. A lot of you people are testifying to people that don't believe a thing you're saying. Come on, now help me. Are you hearing me? How many of you that's here that said, well, I've talked to my people and I've talked to them and I've talked to them and I've talked to them and it hadn't done any good? Now, come on, I'm not hearing nobody say amen.
Yeah.
I've just talked, I've done all I know to do. I've just talked. Well, have you prayed 14 days? Thank God, believe in God, amen, to give you something. And I'll tell you what'll do it. And I told a man the other night, he said, my wife says she'll leave me if I get saved. I said, get saved anyway. Amen. I said, get saved, begin to live it before. Let her see the change that's in you. Let her know that God's made the difference. Hallelujah to God, and it'll change their mind. Oh, but when I tell you, those people, when Paul come back there, they believed everything he said from there on. Everything. They did not resent anything that Paul said do. They done it. Brother, he become the captain and the owner. Come on. Hallelujah. If you want to become the captain of your destiny, if you want to win your people, thank God. I quit looking at circumstances and get down to earth and believe that God is, and that He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him, and you can get what you need. You can't do it laying outside of the press when folks are praying. You can't lay out the altar and ever get it. You can't fail to work for souls and ever get what you need. Are you still with me? God's trying to get our church ready, one-on-one that can do business. If anything makes me sick, is a 40-year-old Christian calling the pastor every time that he has a headache. Right. Amen. Calling the pastor every time little something goes wrong. Yes, call the pastor. Yes, call the pastor. Amen. They've been on the bottle all that time. They hadn't come off yet. They've looked at circumstances. They think the preacher can do it, but they don't believe they can do it. Oh, my friend. Amen. Quit looking at your own circumstance and begin to believe what God's telling you. Oh, folks, we could go on and on with this. Little David went down. Jonathan went down to the brook because God said he felt something inside. He said to his armor bearer, said, let's go down there. I know it's just two of us. He didn't say that, but that's what I said. There's just two of us. Let's go anyway. Oh, come on. How many times do we feel secure? We got a whole bunch of saints around us. But if it's left up to us to take a step and do it, we just faint in our tracks. Amen. That armbar didn't see what Jonathan's seeing, but he said, I'm with you. I'm going to go with you. That was his job to begin with. He said, I'm going to stick with you. Amen. Whatever's on your heart, that's why we're going to. You folks getting sorry for them people standing up? Well, you hadn't ordered to. Most of you standing up. Praise the Lord. Amen. They went down, and you know, Jonathan said, I tell you what, we're going to cross this brook. I've not got time to go through it all. And if they say, come up, we're going to go up because God's going to deliver under hand. He said, amen, God, you know the strength of what God will do. He'll deliver through many or few. Oh, he had learned the circumstances. His father was out there under a pomegranate tree somewhere, scared to death. You know why? He had meddled with the world of God, had left him. He was stripped of his kingdom and didn't know it. Amen. Come on. I said he was deprived of his kingdom because, amen, he had covetous. Amen. He had murder and some things that he didn't need. And you may have something that you wouldn't think half that bad that's got you bound just like. But somebody tonight going to get a vision in this place. Hallelujah to God. And they're going to get stronger in God because they want to be a soul winner. Somebody said, preacher, you know, I don't believe it's wrong to do this and to do that and do the other. I just don't believe it's any wrong. Anything that'll keep folks from having faith in you and kill your influence is a sin. Come on. Is that all right? Anything that'll kill your influence with the lost and dying world is a sin, friend. Take it or leave it. It's just exactly that way. We're going to have to be a light to the lost and dying world and to have strength to fight this battle. And we can't look at circumstances in order to do it. Thank God so now. Friends, what are we going to do? Jonathan went up on his hands and his knees. Hands and feet, maybe. Amen. And I tell you, there's about 20 men sorted there in a little old spot. Now, boy, I don't know how in the world that ground got tore up so quick when it takes me so long to break up a little spot with a plow. But the Bible said the place tore up just about a half an acre. Thank God. Amen. Because the power of God had moved and they they was 20 men that was slain, and God put a fear in all the rest of them. They were scared to death. They run over one another. They set their swords against one another, and they left there in a rage and in a race, and they killed. If the devil kill himself, if you get full enough of God and lose out with your carnal mind enough, thank God that you won't look at circumstances. Another place I read in the Bible, I don't remember where it's at right now. Anyhow, they're going out to battle. Amen. And God said to them, said that all that's of a fearful heart return to the camp. Now we've got a lot of people that's returned to the camp. Amen. Come on. Be honest with me. Well, preacher, I hadn't done anything. Maybe that's exactly why you hadn't got anything. Amen. Maybe that's exactly the reason you've lost all you ever had. We got to cultivate this thing to keep it. It won't keep without cultivation. I said it will not keep without cultivation. I'm going to break off. I went longer than I thought. Friends, if circumstances is in your way, amen, I want you to do something. I want Brother Harris, if he will, to come and sing the first song. Amen. There's not a broken vessel, amen, that he can't heal. Come on. Amen. I don't care what your condition is. God's able to straighten you out. I don't care, my friends, if the devil swallowed you. Amen. And wallowed you. He'll get the job done if you let him. You got to let him. You must let him. Roy preached us a message last night. My friend, outstanding message. Thank God. We've got to let him do it. He ain't going to do it. He's not an intruder. We're going to have to open up. And we're going to have to let him do it. I thought of that prodigal son. Must had to have a lot of courage when he's wallowed in that mess all that time. Thank God, got the hunger that he just could eat the husk to try to satisfy him. Don't say he did eat it, but he could have eat the husk that fell from the swine, my friends, and no man give him. Oh, but he stood down on his 2 feet and done exactly what you're going to have to do if the devil's on your track. Thank God you've been wallowed long enough. And tonight in this altar service, they're going to be people go in this altar, amen, get around this altar, but you that remain in these seats, are you hearing me all right? Once a year, this occasion happened. I want you to get up. I want you to come somewhere as near as you can. Those folks that pray, I want you to get a dip if you have to get it out here in the pew. I want you to get what you need. Oh, but he said, I'm tired of this mess. I know what I'm going to do. I've been a long time of coming to myself. But I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to rise, Johnny, and I'm going to my Father. He had plenty when I left, and I know he's got plenty yet. Hey, man, come on. He got just as much yet as he did when you left him.
Oh, hallelujah.
That table's still spring. He got her on his way. He said, I've got a story I'm going to tell when I get there. I'm going to tell my Father that I'm not worthy anymore to be called his son. I'm going to ask him just to allow me to be one of the hired servants, and I'm going to settle for that. I tell you what you do. Don't you use your pride when you start to the altar. You just throw it down right where you start, and you start to the altar saying, God, I need to get closer. God, I need to be filled. God, I need to be saved. Whatever your need is, or I need to be healed. Would you please tonight, for God's sake, for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the time that we're in, would you please get up and walk down to this altar if you're an unsaved person? You've got priority over it tonight, and we're going to start right here. Brother Harris is singing, there's not a broken vessel. Amen. He talks about in this song about pick up the pieces. Amen. You bring what's left. I thought of Brother Charles as he was testifying. Thank God. He told me, or he told some folks in my presence, that he got that arm cut off in a drunken wreck. Drunk. Amen. Thank God. But he brought the broken pieces. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. And tonight he's a saved man. He's a delivered man. I'm speaking to you carnally here. I've a friend that'll work as spiritually tonight. I want you that's lost as they sing. You slip in here somewhere. You make your way down to the altar. He's going to sing this song. Now, folks, let me tell you, church, just stand where you are till we see what folks that don't know God's going to do. Then we'll move later. Everybody stand with us, will you please? They're singing this song. This altar's open. If you won't accept circumstances, you can be a Christian. If you won't accept circumstances, you can be a Christian tonight. This altar's open. We're waiting for you. They're singing. Come on.
Oh, there's nothing.